Prologue. It is an incontrovertible truth that the proud will meet with no mercy, that the gates of the kingdom of heaven will be closed against them, and that the Lord will open those gates to none but the humble. To be convinced of this, we need simply open Holy Scripture. There we are taught in almost every page that God resists the proud, that he humbles those who exalt themselves, that we must become like unto little children if we would enter into his glory, that we shall be excluded from it unless we bear this resemblance. In fine, that God pours forth his graces upon none but the humble. Such being the case, we cannot be too strongly impressed of what importance it is for all Christians, and more especially for those who embrace the ecclesiastical state, to endeavor to practice humility, and banish from their minds all presumption, all vanity, all pride. To secure success in a work so holy, no effort or labor should be spared, and, as this cannot be attained without the grace of God, we must ask it of him earnestly and very frequently. Every Christian has contracted in holy baptism the obligation of walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He is the divine model to which we should conform our lives. Now, in order to humble exaltation and heal the wound of our pride, our blessed Redeemer carried humility to such a degree as to become the reproach of the world, thereby teaching us through his own example the one road that leads to heaven. The most important lesson taught us by our Savior is, strictly speaking, this: learn of me. Therefore, O disciple of this divine master, if thou wouldst secure this most precious pearl, than which there is no surer pledge of sanctity or more certain token of predestination, receive with docility the counsels which I give thee, and faithfully carry them out into practice.